Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program. It's the series finale for the hit dark comedy Cassandra French's Finishing School, April 7th, 10:30 Eastern Pacific on AT&T's Audience Network. And binge watch all the episodes on fullscreen.com beginning on April the 10th. Based on the novel Matchstick Men by Eric Garcia, it follows Casey, a 23-year-old overachieving publicist who can't find a single guy ready for a mature relationship, tackling the universal struggle that singles face in the modern dating world. Starring is award-winning actor, producer, writer Calum Worthy, over 50 different film and TV productions, including Dez, Austin's loyal and funny best friend of the acclaimed Disney Channel comedy series Austin and Ally. At age 4, Calum was inspired by Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone, began his acting career at 9, at 10 scored his first starring role in the award-winning miniseries I Was a Rat. He was a series regular on HBO's Out of Order, recurring roles on The Days, Reunion, Psych, recently Aquarius, Bizarre Vark, Pulse, American Vandal, several feature films. He's co-creator, producer, writer for the Copper Top Flop show on Disney Channel, The Just Kidding Show. He's got a show in development. And he's Owen on AT&T's Audience Network and fullscreen.com's Cassandra French's Finishing School. Called part of the next generation of leading men in Hollywood, Calum Worthy with us on This Week in America. Calum, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much. That was quite an amazing introduction. Thank you, Rick.
Maybe the busiest guy in Hollywood. We'll talk about all the projects you've got going. Let's talk about the series you're on now, because your experience on the series starts on the date that, well, didn't go quite as you had planned, did it?
Definitely not. I end up having a personal encounter with a girl named Cassandra French, who has just come out of a bad relationship, and as well as another relationship and a slew of bad guys that she's been dating. So I end up having a one-night stand with her, and I end up filming it, which is a huge mistake because I end up facing the consequences, which is she ends up tying me up in her basement and teaches me how to become a better man.
And we get to follow all of that. You can binge watch the entire season starting on April the 10th on fullscreen.com. When you took this role, you said Cassandra French's Finishing School was the perfect next step for you and the perfect next show for your audience. Talk about the thinking that went into taking this role.
Absolutely. I mean, the audience that I was able to gain from my years on Disney Channel was a really great one. They've been very loyal and dedicated, and I wanted to make sure that I could guarantee that I would provide quality storytelling for them. I also am aware that they were quite young when they started watching me. We started Austin Alley in 2011, so if you started watching me at 10, now you're 16. And so I wanted to make sure I did the project next that was relatable to that audience. So Cassandra French's Finishing School was the perfect next step, and I really think that audiences, young and old, can really relate to the journey of all these characters.
Yeah, I mentioned it was a dark comedy, but there's so much more to it than that. Let's talk about some of the important social issues that you tackled in the series, because you take on a number of them.
We do. We do. I mean, one of the biggest things is treating women properly. We talk about body shaming. We talk about major mistakes that both men and women make in the dating world. And I think these are all subjects that we need to talk about a lot more. And I think that this show does an excellent job of combining serious subject matter, a lot of heart, and a lot of really big laughs as well.
And I know you've said this was an eye-opener for you, looking at these problems from a different perspective. You're doing an episode where you were being body-shamed, your character is being body-shamed, and you prepare for it, you thought it was a great scene, you get in there, and it really hit you emotionally at the time, didn't it?
It did, yeah. It was a scene that I thought, I didn't think too much of it. I mean, I knew it was a really important scene and a really great scene, but I didn't think I would have such an emotional reaction to it. And then when Brooke delivered her beautiful monologue and basically body-shamed me and treated me the way a lot of men treat women and picked out all the little parts of my body that weren't perfect and raised me to this level that I could never achieve, it really made me realize that while I try to be an upstanding guy and a very respectful man when I'm in the dating world, that sometimes I've also made mistakes, and I think all men have, and I think that men in general have a lot of learning to do, and I think this show demonstrates that very well.
We're talking about Cassandra French's finishing school. A finale airs on April the 7th at 10:30 Eastern Pacific on AT&T's Audience Network. Binge watch the entire season, all the episodes, on fullscreen.com beginning on April the 10th. I'm assuming you're a binge watcher. You like to sit down and watch. This is going to be great for us because we can sit and watch all the old episodes and get totally caught up in just a few hours.
Absolutely. I'm a huge binge watcher, and I actually binge watch the show myself. It's very hard to watch yourself on camera. It's always a very strange phenomenon. But when I was sent the episodes before they aired, I sat down with my manager, and we were going to watch the first episode. And I was so sucked in, I had to cancel my dinner plans because I wanted to keep watching. I knew what was going to happen, and even I was drawn in by the great storytelling.
Isn't that great that you don't have to wait like 7 days to figure out what's going to happen next? You can just sit there for a couple minutes, and bingo, the next episode comes up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is one of those shows that has a lot of loose ends at the end of each episode that you really want to try to put together.
I mentioned in the beginning that Macaulay Culkin was an inspiration. You're like 4 years old. And I want to sell your mom short. Talk about her and the impact that her work in the arts had on you and your career.
My mom, when I was young, had a phenomenal impact on me, and she still does to this day. She really is the driving force behind my career when I was young, and she still inspires me. When I was young, she was creating this program called PACE, which was a large theater production to help kids in high school and elementary school and middle school gain on-stage experience and learn how to do stand-up and dance and singing and musical theater and comedy. I started doing them when I was 4 years old because I'm her son, so of course I was put in them, and I just really loved it, and I really learned that it was something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. She wanted me to become a doctor, and I think she still has expectations that I'll leave this industry at some point and get my my degree and become a brain surgeon, but I just loved it so much, and she was cool enough to respect that and really help me along the journey.
Caleb Worthy, our guest on the program, talking about Cassandra French's finishing school. It's interesting when you talk about how you prepare for, and I went through all the different roles, and you're basically saying each role you start is what, like going back to high school, like the first day of high school. It's each one is different for you, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's always a new experience, and it feels like no matter how many shows you've done, the first day on set, you get first day jitters. You're nervous about everyone. You're trying to impress everyone. It's always tough. I always wish that we could redo the first day again because I feel like you're just trying to get used to the new set and the character and feel comfortable enough to take risks. Luckily with this show, we started with the first scene that Cassandra French and I meet. So for us, it was actually a really great scene because we were able to actually begin our relationship on screen, and I think that really comes through. Luckily, all of our scenes were shot in sequence, so as the two characters learn more about each other, we learned about each other as actors as well.
I have a feeling this character is, this is a very important program, that you really like what you're doing on this series.
I do. I think the issues that the show brings up are really important, and I really think that it's something that that everyone should watch to try to gain a bit more perspective.
I mentioned some of the shows that you're working on now as co-creator, as producer, developing these series. What do you look for when you're producing a program? What type of program are you looking for to bring to the airwaves?
I really believe in positive entertainment. I believe in telling stories that that do good. Not saying that it always has to be family-friendly, but I do believe that entertainment is an important medium, and I think that television is a very important medium, and I think that if you're going to choose to invest a lot of time into telling a story, make sure it's worthwhile, and make sure it's something that can really do good.
You have a number of fans, and the fans come up to you and ask for advice. I'd like to do what you're doing. You're so successful. How did you get to be so successful? And you've got a great answer. You say very simply, but it's not that simple, be the hardest working person in the room. Talk about that, because you say that's even better than all the social media hits you get and all the fame and fortune that comes with what you do. Be the hardest working person in the room, and it's satisfying.
It is, because at the end of the day, there's always going to be someone more successful than you, especially in this industry. It's not like you get to a certain level and you're like, I've made it. Because there's always someone doing better, another movie does better at the box office, a TV show wins the Emmy over you. You can never really feel like you've made it. So what I've always believed is that you should make it for yourself. So if you feel like you're doing the best work you can possibly do, and you're the hardest working person in the room, as you said, and you really bring it every single day and try your best, then at least you've made it for your own standards. And I think if you can focus on that, then then you can really win in this industry.
What happens at the end of the day when you're walking off the set? Are you thinking, okay, I really nailed it today? Or I have a feeling you're probably thinking, that didn't go too badly, but I could have done this a little differently. I wish I would have prepared differently for this. How do you end up a day mentally going through what you just did?
I used to really struggle with that. I used to have a lot of sleepless nights where I was worried that I wasn't doing a good enough job on set and I wasn't doing the character justice. And then I started realizing I just need to communicate with the director. And on this show, since a lot of the issues we dealt with were very serious, even though we dealt with it in a light way, I communicate a lot with Eric Garcia, the creator of the show, and the directors of our show as well, just to make sure that they thought that what I was doing on set was correct and was appropriate to what the story is. And so that really helped me. So this show actually was one of the few experiences where I left each day thinking, we really got it. We got it in the can, and I think that this is going to be an excellent program. I actually knew it was going to be an excellent program from the table read. We had a table read where all the actors sit around and just read through the script so we can get used to each other and used to the material. And I knew right then and there this is going to be a hit show.
So the key to that for you was preparation. If you feel you're prepared, fully prepared, which includes communication with the creative people, when you go in, you feel like you've done a really good job.
Exactly. Exactly. And preparation is key. I mean, you can never you can have a bad take and you can forget a line and you can sometimes miss a comedy moment. But as long as you are prepared the best to your ability, and as long as you it sounds very elementary, but if you're trying your best, that's really the key, because that's all you can do, because you can't control what the camera captures, but you can control how you approach it.
We're seeing the season finale and, of course, the full season on fullscreen.com of Cassandra French's Finishing School. A minute or so left in the program. What all are you working on now? I know you've got a number of projects that are in development and some that are ready to go.
Yeah, I just wrapped a Netflix series that comes out later this year, probably late summer, early fall. I also have a rap movie called Bodied that comes out later this year as well, which is quite a departure for me. Also, the show on Verizon called... on Verizon Go 90 called The Boonies coming out, and a movie called Replicate from the producers of The Hangover.
What do you look for in a character? Your character, Owen, has been described as quirky. Some of your characters has been described as quirky. Do you look to maybe different roles, or are there the roles you're more comfortable with?
You know, it all depends. I approach each character differently. So sometimes there's definitely qualities that overlap, but I definitely approach it with a fresh slate each time. This character was different because I was playing a guy that isn't too good. He's not a good guy when you first meet him. And I'm used to playing kind of the quirky nice guy. And that was definitely a departure for me because at the end of the day, you have to say things to people that you feel is hurtful, which is always a difficult thing, especially when you're saying negative things about women to a woman. That was very... hard to swallow, and I definitely left set on those days thinking, oh man, I feel really guilty, and I had to apologize to Jess and Brooke, saying like, I don't mean this. This is just the character. Like, I know, but still, as the actor, you feel badly saying that kind of thing. But I definitely try to make sure that I can do the roles properly. I would never tackle something that I think someone else can do better. And I think if something comes up and I want to do the role, but I really think it's best for someone else, I won't take it.
Our guest on This Week in America has been actor, producer, writer Calum Worthy, starring in Cassandra French's Finishing School. Now, the finale airs April 7th, 10:30 Eastern Pacific on AT&T's Audience Network. And binge watch all the episodes, fullscreen.com, beginning on April the 10th. Calum, great job on the series. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Rick, I really appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.